So good evening and welcome to our fifth class in this series, Accessing Transformational Forces Through the Toroidal Field. So just a note, we skip next week and then we will have our sixth class 2 weeks from tonight. So that gives you a little time to catch up, a little more practice, a little more contemplation, integration time for the material that is being presented in this class. So why don't we take a few breaths and settle in here. So we have what I'd call two very strong energies present with us in the class tonight. One is a very powerful high frequency that if you allow yourself to tune into it, will take you into an entirely new state of consciousness that does not match the current one on Earth. So you have to be willing to let go a little and be open to a new experience. And sometimes we're a little scared of new frequencies, rightfully so. I'm not saying the fear is unwarranted, but we're intrepid explorers of consciousness here, and we've barely scratched the surface of the types of expansion and multidimensional consciousness that we're capable of. But every time a new frequency or something more expansive presents itself, of course there's a feeling of, what do I do with that? How do I integrate it? How does it relate to the world that I'm existing in 3D? And often there is a requirement to let go and feel a little more insane, a little different than you normally feel. But when we open up to them, we get this wonderful expansive feeling, and we feel like we've been released from limiting beliefs and bindings that come with being in a 3D body, and we can, you know, journey into expanded states, hopefully in a grounded way, so that we actually go more towards the divine, which is always a good thing. And then we, if we start out grounded and we return, we bring something back with us, a new reference point in our being. So that once we bring that reference point back, it's interesting how behind the scenes, our consciousness will begin to integrate this new frequency and help us be more comfortable, actually, in a 3D body, become more comfortable with our true self, and less apt to conform or be conditioned. So then on that end is even another scary proposition, which means that if you're less apt to be conditioned and conform, how will you be accepted in this world? So it does take patience. It does take a lot of just loving kindness within yourself, and it takes some courage And we've talked about courage in this class before. We really need to be able to pull up some courage to steady ourselves during these changing times. So that's one type of energy that is with us tonight. And then there's this other energy that's just like stinky spider web energy. It's the best way I could describe it. And that kind of energy has us entangled in stuff, you know, entangled in the news, entangled in our dramas, entangled in our poor vision of ourselves, a lot of entanglement that doesn't serve us. So we are going to go through a lengthy meditation tonight, and we're going to be experiencing a couple different dimensions or levels of the toroidal field. And before we do that, I do want to say thank you to all of you who contributed these incredible comments on the class page. And it was just wonderful to feel and see the fertile exchanges that were going on the class page. It's something that I've always hoped for. And you know, people are used to being led or guided or, I don't know, required to participate in a class in some way. And I don't have those types of requirements. I like to wait till something emerges from inside of each participant that can be offered to the class. So it's not done out of obligation, but it's done out of bounteous, generous insight and sharing. And when that happens, we can really inspire each other. So in the type of teaching I do, there's it's entirely based on freedom. And there's no community structure because the frequency that I'm working with and I'm introducing to the planetary consciousness has to do with the model of each person being grounded and centered within themselves and the expression of their being. Coming forward from that centered, grounded place. It's, you know, it's kind of a risky model to be working with because I'm not controlling each person's experience. I'm offering the vibrational atmosphere. I'm offering a vibrational resonance for people to share, but I have no control over how you receive that. But I do hold a vision that's given to me from the light beings that I work with that we are coming into, we are evolving into a type of community experience where people can be centered within themselves and still have a sense of the whole, but their participation comes from this centered, grounded place. And yet that doesn't mean things are perfect. Within that community, it means that things evolve and shift and move according to feedback, and there's kind of a maturity that needs to happen within each person so that they're responding in this resilient, elastic way to the group movement. So that is what I was given to offer to the world. And that is how our community, our classes continue to be. So, let's see. Does anyone have something they'd like to share right now?
Yeah, this is Mark. I noticed when I responded, if I read somebody's post and then did my meditation, then a response seemed to kind of develop naturally during the meditation. So that was kind of interesting, but I thought it, you know, it kind of responded on a little more intuitive level that way instead of a mental level.
Right. And that really came through in your comment, Mark. There was so much love and clarity and respect in your words and the frequency that came through.
Yeah, it was. It was actually. It was enjoyable. I mean, it's a little self-discovery in the process. So, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh, I got to do the homework. It's like, so it was. It was a delight.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm hoping we'll have more delightful exchange. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Carla, I don't know if you saw, but I responded to your email. Ken tested the comments page and it was working. So I just suggested that you try again to post your comment. Okay. Take a few moments to settle in here. So we'll begin with clearing the entanglements. And there's some parts of this that you can actually do with volition. And there are parts of this that you need to turn over to your higher being or to the greater consciousness. It's kind of an odd frequency that we have on the class tonight. Not sure where it's coming from. Okay. So if you can begin to breathe back the attachments you have to all the thought forms and things you've given your attention to during the day, and allow your energy to come back to you. This is a stage of gathering power because you can't do anything without some type of fuel with consciousness. So feel your body, feel your feet, feel your seat. note what's has your attention outside of yourself and begin to draw your energy back to your inner space, where you start to feel like you're within yourself. And you can do that to a certain extent with your own concentration, your own breath, your own felt sense of your body. And then we need to go a little deeper to draw ourselves into a more centered space. So feel your breath from within, now that you've gathered yourself back to yourself. And feel your breath. Allow your body to relax. You know, let the shoulders drop. Let the back have some mobility. Feel your shoulder blades. Let them release and be able to move independently. Experience your diaphragm. Feel your seat on the chair. And feel how your consciousness can begin to fill up the upper part of your body, from the base of the spine to the top of the head. That your consciousness is, it's air, it's vibration, it's light. And it can fill up all the space within you, within your body, your emotions, your thoughts. And you may experience it maybe more as fluid or more as air, light, sound, vibration, however you relate to that sense of occupying your body, the inner consciousness of your being. And when we say that, the body and the consciousness start to blend together. The body doesn't feel as definite. The skin doesn't feel so much as a barrier or a protective shield, but consciousness starts to have a more expanded sense of self, and they blur together. And that's what happens when our body relaxes. It becomes more conscious. The consciousness of the body begins to emerge when the tension is released. And it's included in your total consciousness rather than separate. But that is done with relaxation. Actually, I'm just seeing what that entanglement is right now. It just is hitting me. I didn't realize this until now. I mean, I was aware of it, but when you have 35,000 people pass away within a short amount of time, the astral field is filled with beings who are on their way out and passing through the different fields. And, you know, since the earthquake, that's a tremendous number of people to leave the planet at one time. And so that's what that entangled web is. And probably without the group consciousness, I might not have been able to see it the way I'm seeing it right now. So the most important thing that we need to do right now is continue to come back to our consciousness so that we create an atmosphere that's clearer, cleaner, more open to the light so that they can pass through. So you, instead of thinking of them, you stay focused on filling your space. In fact, forget them. I needed to share that with you, but I need you to forget about them right now and let your light, what creates the open gateways for them that supports their peaceful transition beyond Earth. There we go. Beautiful. So we are creating a holy atmosphere that allows grace, divine grace, to embrace whomever needs that in their passing process. Don't try to look at it. Just be one of the columns of light that holds space for this. And as we hold space, we are receiving a downpouring of grace from the enlightened spheres. For the last 3 or 4 days, I'd been seeing these beings coming to me and looking me in the face. I didn't know who they were. And I always just bless them and let them find their way. But they weren't attacking me. They weren't invading me. They were just showing up. And I didn't really understand what was going on until now. And you might say, of course, this makes sense. And why didn't we know that? And of course, we've all been praying for these people and everyone involved in that tragedy. But it's a very different experience to be a participant in a sacred ceremony where heaven and earth come together, where humans and angels come together to understand and participate in the holy event of someone passing from this earth. your consciousness to take up space through your legs, upper legs, thighs, lower legs, calf muscles, knees, ankles, feet. And open up space for this spectrum of consciousness that spans from the physical. To the space of love and grace. So we're not leaving our bodies. Our bodies are being included because they have consciousness too. So when we relax and we extend a deeper way than just kind of squeezing and relaxing the muscles, when we relax because we are becoming more conscious, we experience a different type of relaxation. That has been called mystical relaxation, but the beauty of this, I'm going to repeat this, is that when we relax and we're sourced with consciousness and energy and light, the consciousness, the intelligence of the body becomes part of the experience instead of separated from it. And we leave the world of separation and enter the world of wholeness. Just feel the intelligence waking up in your body. And it's not just by focusing on parts of the body, it's an overall experience. So is your consciousness interacting, awakening, enlivening, revealing the consciousness of your body. And bring your awareness to the soles of your feet, to the chakras on the soles of the feet, underneath the arches. And feel your connection with the earth. Sinking downward. Releasing toxicity, thoughts, emotions, pain, discomfort into Mother Earth, feeding her a brilliant banquet to nourish her, which points to the interaction, the reciprocal nature. We're here to serve her, she's here to serve us. We're here to thoroughly enjoy, glorify her, and she is here to thoroughly enjoy and glorify us. I'll be quiet for a minute or two here so that you can tune in, feel, experience. There's some very powerful beings here with us tonight, establishing a very strong central axis in the group, setting up a powerful frequency. And it's because we're participating with these beings in this ceremony. Sometimes it's hard for Westerners to understand that we are meant to be living in sacred ceremony, not just a few minutes a week, but actually all the time. And we're not used to working with power in a very clean way. And the teachings on power are very hard to convey in a materialistic oriented culture, because inevitably they are misused and abused, because most people will not take the time to do the practices to bring themselves into a place of that much clarity. But you're feeling the power now. This is not personal power. This is ceremonial power. And we learn about this, these deeper experiences through transmission. And it's a mixture of transmission of where the planet Mother Earth is, where her awareness is, and the unfolding and opening of our own path. It's a combination of all three. And our daily life is the practice. I am meeting each situation, each person head on. Doing the best we can to stay grounded and clear, to patiently let each situation unfold, and to learn something new each moment. But then we also have some brackets on that. There are, when we talked about blind spots, there's just a certain timing that each person's soul has in this body, in collaboration with our bodies, to bring about wisdom that can be carried on with us beyond this world. Really is a path of wisdom. Love and power actually turn into wisdom. And so each person's insight and wisdom grows along with the planetary expansion, along with the cosmic expansion, and with your personal path. All of those things have to come together. Okay, the energy of the group is starting to come into harmony now. And experience as best as you can the energy flowing through you from feet and Mother Earth's heart, through your body, through your field, fountaining up through the crown, opening, receiving light. Frequency. And relaxing into the flow, not feeling the upward flow or the downward flow, but the wholeness of that spiraling infinite energy. And if your mind is involved, you're not immersed in it, if you're watching it. But if you're immersed, where all your attention is concentrated and relaxed into your center, then you become that experience. And that's when the soul has a chance to come forward and speak. So the field, toroidal field, creates the atmosphere, the environment for the soul language. And that language can be vibrational, it can be color, sound, it can be words, it can be unintelligible words, it can be visions. This is where we become, and we become soul language. We aren't speaking to ourselves, we are expressing, being soul. We come into relationship with the world of soul. Where we're communicating all the time, vibrating, resonating with the greater intelligence of the cosmos, of our hearts. And it's an experience. An immersive experience. Let's sit in this for a few minutes. Remember to stay in your wholeness. Come back to that. So we were invited to participate in a cosmic celebration that was already happening in the heavens. The people who passed over took with them massive amounts of heavy energies. As part of their participation in the Earth's evolution. And don't get involved with the thoughts again. Don't equate this with anything religious. This is not a case of Jesus dying for our sins at all. Or anyone dying so that others may live. Now we're shifting again. That portion of the ceremony has completed. And so let us greet Mother Earth and the spirit of the land. The nature spirits. You might feel yourself reorganizing a little closer to Earth right now. And let's spirit of the water. Greet the spirit of the fire. And we'll greet the spirit of the air. And the spirit of the ether. The all-pervading life and space. And we'll greet the directions. Which will further organize our consciousness as we greet the spirit of the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below, and within. This greeting of the elements and the directions connects us to the web of life. Positive flow of infinite life. And hopefully your mind is giving up and not trying to make sense of this, but relaxing into the experience that you're having. And feeling the tailbone, the root chakra, connecting with the earth, So there's almost like a tripod effect between the 2 feet and the energy from the root chakra. And you may feel the physicality of your axis, the central plumb line that goes from the top of your head to the base of the spine. And that would be a very physical experience of that, an important experience of it, to give your body balance and strength. To help your body relax along the central power line, to allow the nerves to be nourished, the subtle energy centers, the nadis, the millions of subtle energy nerves that make up the near physical body. And it's about balance. Gives an orientation to the right and the left, to the mind and emotions, to the active and the passive. It gives them a center to relate to. And you can't feel that balance with the mind. It's a sensation. And then we could relax a little more. Immersing, absorbing into that sense of balance. And we're very close to the body here. We're very involved with the body and the subtle body right now. And as you, again, immerse in the experience, the more subtle axis becomes apparent. It shows itself to you. This is a very deep teaching. And it's a place along the path which has to appear to you, has to be made apparent to you, that your being is ready to receive that experience. And that's what the spiritual path is about. It's not about how many books you read. It's not about what you know mentally. It's what's revealed to you within. Because your sight has been prepared to receive it. Your soil has been made ready to be seeded. The soil of consciousness. And everything that happens in our lives is part of that preparation for each cycle of illumination we go through. And that is why no one else can tell you who you are, what your spiritual state is. Because there isn't one. There isn't a state other than what is revealed to you within. And tonight we will greet our ancestors, those who came before us, who held aloft the light of truth that paved the way for us. All those who leave the earth plane become our spiritual ancestors. And as the earth ascends, so much more is going to become apparent to us, more visible to us on multiple levels. And we need to prepare for that. We need to be able to meet that expanded awareness. And the training you're receiving in these classes is part of that preparation. Take a few deep breaths now, feeling the continuity between the intelligence of your body and the intelligence of your spirit, how they are one. How could the body not be of spirit? And smile throughout your body. Smile with your ancestors. Smile with the beings who are in process of crossing over. This is your spirit smile. So this was a little different tonight. I didn't anticipate that we would be joining in this cosmic healing ceremony, but I'm sure now that I think of it, there are many ceremonies going on behalf of these beings. We were with grandchildren all weekend, so just got back tonight. So we were in the magical world of 7-year-olds and 5-year-olds. And so I didn't anticipate this. So I hope it was okay with you that we participated in this. My training with the Sufi tradition, the Andean tradition, and the Taoist tradition all train me in these types of cosmic healing ceremonies. And when the invitation is extended, I respond. So I hope it was okay with you that we did this tonight. Any comments or questions right now?
This is Penny, and it was a privilege to be included in sacred ceremony tonight, and I am in awe and wonder at the honor that has been bestowed upon us all.
Thank you.
This is Ananda. Mm-hmm. And just, I'm so intensely grateful for the opportunity to have participated in clarity and wisdom. In spite of all this sort of newsy agitation. Mm. And what a deeply satisfying and grateful feeling to come to a place of being able to peacefully contribute and support this vast midwife experience.
This is Andrea, and I too feel very privileged and honored. And I also felt the land here just to be able to add to the love and the gratitude. Thank you.
We were at the Vermilion rest stop today on the turnpike. And I said to Ken, Andrea lives around here somewhere.
That was that vibe I got. Thank you. Wonderful.
Okay, my friends. I will be out of the country from Saturday the whole next week. So take care of yourself. practice the relaxation, and that sense of when the body relaxes, how the continuity of consciousness extends throughout all of you, and that there's no separation between body and spirit. So many blessings, and thank you for tonight.